Summer vacation is right around the corner, but before it arrives, Shelley Fraser-Mickel is remembering those end-of-the-school-year spectacles.
There is something quite wonderful when your child is the star of the show and remembers all of his lines, or else is given none to learn in the first place. It was a terrific year when my son played the title role in the kindergarten play as a piece of wheat. I joyfully watched him get watered and fed and warmed by the sun. Then I tearfully sat through the scene of him getting mowed down, harvested, and turned into bread. The other day I went to the end of the year first grade play, where my daughter is now a teacher. I watched a 7-year-old who was playing the title role as a crab, molt, and evade a sea snake who was made up of 3 boys under a cotton snake skin, the head of which gave a whole new meaning to a snake's tongue. The molting crab taught the entire audience about his under-the-sea lifestyle, but my heart really went out to the sea anemone, who couldn't remember what to say when the crab asked him did he like living in the ocean near the coral reef. After a few long seconds, he finally let it out. "Yes, I do. I really do," it was said as fine as Peter Jennings reporting the nightly news, too. I guess I've never been to any show where the players and the audience are so clearly connected. You can look around the room and see all sorts of ages of people. Mothers, grandparents, fathers taking an hour off from work, all of them perched on the ends of their seats with their breaths held. A lot of them keep their faces covered up by the black shapes of cameras, too. I know that's the way I was able to sit through my son's first band concert when he was in middle school. The eye of the camera was the only dry one in the house when those trumpet players and whole row of trombones stood up and played their first notes with their cheeks popped out like cantaloupes. I don't think I've ever witnessed a display of such determined human effort. And then it was nice, too, to still be hidden behind the camera when the rest of the brass section sat down, and my son was the only one still standing up playing a whole long measure that everybody else had finished a while before. It was a nice measure, though. It had at least 5 different notes in it, and, well, he did it with such gusto.